along with the name, sir. Along with the full name, 3144. Okay, and what's the full name, sir? Robert Johnson, sir. Let me go ahead and check for you, sir. Just give me a moment. Sir, do you have a PayPal account, right? Have you shared your... did anybody run your PayPal account except apart from you, like your friends or family, anyone? Okay, so just give me a moment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, have you ever lost your wallet, sir? Okay. And have you ever connected with public Wi-Fi? Okay, sir. See, this is a very high chances to data compromisation. And it seems like somebody misusing identity without your knowledge, without information. They try to make this purchase under your name. Okay, sir. So, your name is Robert Johnson, right? Okay, can you just help me out with the zip code, sir? Okay, sir. So without wasting any time, we're gonna put the hold on to your PayPal account from my side for your security and safety purposes. All right, sir. And just give me a moment. So our department gonna put this case under financial fraud department team, because your case is related to the financial fraud case. All right, sir. Okay, and now our department gonna look into your PayPal account. They can see there is in several banks accounts are linked on that PayPal account. So can you just confirm me, sir? Do you deal with several banks accounts? There is 10 to 10 banks accounts are linked on that PayPal account. Okay, you have only one bank account. Can you just confirm me the name of your bank so I can easily differentiate between the Chase Bank? Okay, and what type of account are you holding in your Chase Bank? You have one checking or one savings or more than one? Okay, sir. So have you ever received regarding the purchase matter of this mail, or is it your first time, sir, or have you received before? Okay, so are you completely unaware about these things, right? Because I can see there is in several purchases has been done on that PayPal account. That's why I'm asking you that. And there isn't too much bank's accounts are linked on that PayPal account for the payment purposes. So as you know that without your credential, it's not an easy task to create in bank's accounts under your name. So it makes sure that somebody is stolen your identity. They create a fake account under your name for the payment purposes. They're misusing it. So this is very serious. So without wasting any time, we're going to put this case under Federal Trade Commission Department, because they are the right and authorized person to resolving your case. Have you ever heard about the Federal Trade Commission Department, sir? So Federal Trade Commission is our US government agency, which going to help to our valid customer for unethical business activities. So they are our senior officer. So you need to be cooperative with them so they can easily help you out to resolve case and catch those hackers who misusing your identity. All right, because we are not an right and authorized person to resolving your case. We have only authority to hold that account from my side, and federal is a right and authorized person to resolving your case. So that's why we're gonna transferring this call to the Federal Trade Commission Department. You need to be cooperate with them, and you need to be explain them that you are the victim of this identity theft case. And you are not an authorized person of these bank's accounts. Also, okay, sir. So be online. My name is Duke Parker. Yes. And my batch ID is 82918. Just hold for a moment, sir. Yeah, hello, sir. Our department gonna connect your call to the Federal Trade Commission Department. And I do believe that the line was doesn't disconnect it. All right, sir. Okay, can you just confirm your phone number, sir? So I have just reconfirming that. Just confirm your phone number. Okay, it's 541-604-2334. That's right. Okay, just be online.
Thank you for your time and your patience. Your call is now connected with the Federal Trade Commission. This is Officer Cooper, batch ID 84899. How can I assist you? My name is David and last name is Cooper. Federal batch ID 84899. Sure. 84899. Sure. Please verify me your first name and last name. Okay. And please do confirm your zip code. All right. And could you please confirm your email address that belongs to you only, Mr. Johnson? How you spell that? It's a J-O-H-S-O-N, right? All right, Mr. Johnson. Please be online for a moment. Let me check. I am. Mr. Johnson, you there? Okay. And could you please confirm me? Did you make that purchase from your end that has been received from the PayPal fraud prevention desk? Well, did you make that purchase from your end? Okay. And that email rjohnson@gmail.com is belongs to you. You sure about that? Okay. And are you familiar with that name, Rhonda Johnson? Okay. And since how long do you have access to this email address? From 8 years. And what's your current city and state? All right. And would you please confirm me the last four of the social? All right. And I believe you know how to take a picture of your ID and send it through a text message, right? I believe you know that. Okay, I will guide you step by step. First of all, could you please confirm your cell phone number for the verification that we are speaking with the right person or not?